You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. This is our State Capitol Report for this Monday, September 24th. We will welcome in Charles Franklin this hour, or this half hour, to talk about polling in Wisconsin and the U.S. Senate race in Wisconsin. The most recent poll from Marquette University shows Congresswoman Tammy Baldwin surging ahead of former Governor Tommy Thompson, and it also shows President Obama with a lead over his Republican challenger, Mitt Romney. We welcome your questions at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Charles Franklin is a visiting professor of law and public policy at Marquette University, director of the Marquette University Law School Poll, co-founder of Pollster.com and founder of PollsAndVotes.com, and he joins us in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning. Good to be here.
Good to have you here. Well, you know, we're going to focus in mostly on the U.S. Senate race in Wisconsin, but since I have you here and since President Obama was just here over the weekend and Wisconsin is really heating up as a presidential battleground state, I wonder if you could give us a little bit of analysis as to why this might be.
Sure. you know, we talk a lot about the convention bounce. And so what we're seeing happen right now is partly coming out of the conventions, not just one, but both of the conventions. But it's also about the campaign that's been taking place since the conventions ended. So we've got sort of a mix of what did people say in the two conventions, but what's been going on since. Here in Wisconsin, in that period, right after Paul Ryan had been picked for vice president and before the conventions, across four different polls, there was an average Obama lead of 1.5 points. And of those four polls, two showed Romney with a 1-point lead, and the others a 2 and a 3. So it was a very tight race, and that represented a tightening from the mid to upper single-digit lead we'd seen over the summer. In this last week or so, 10 days now, we've seen six different polls in the state, and they run the gamut from low leads to big leads, but they average 7 points for Obama. So that's a gain of about 4.5 or 5 points over this period. That's a significant lead, given how tight the race has been all year and how relatively little the race has moved. But it also reflects the changes we're seeing in other battleground states and in the national data. The race remains close in percentage terms, 3 or 4 points maybe. But it's the consistency across various states that stands out now, including Wisconsin. This is where the Romney campaign needs to make some gains and where the Obama campaign is holding on to those advantages.
So this is the surge of President Obama. Is convention bounce, according to these polls, Professor Franklin, or is it more than that?
It's definitely more than that. It's whatever short-term bounce came directly out of the conventions would then dissipate pretty quickly. But what we've seen is a series of events over the last almost 2 weeks now, in which Governor Romney has mostly been on the defensive, where conservative critics, Republican critics, have been suggesting that the campaign needs to change direction or focus and so on. And that's the kind of thing you typically see in a campaign with someone that's trailing, whoever their side is, gets impatient with them and talks about it. The Romney campaign is saying, no, we're doing okay. We're going to come back, you know. We're coming up on the debates and the rest of the campaign. We're ready for that. I guess what I would stress is this is by no means over, but there's a bit of an advantage. It's a little bit like a halftime score in a football game. It doesn't by any means tell you what the outcome is, but it tells you something about how the game is going. And right now we're at halftime or maybe early in the third quarter.
Does the recent polling take into account the uproar over the attention paid to Mitt Romney's 47% remarks?
The latest polling does, though in this set, some of the polls were conducted after the conventions and after the killing of the U.S. ambassador in Libya and the uprising in the or demonstrations in the Middle East. And then other polling was done after the videotape of Governor Romney and after that in its aftermath. So these are spread out over about 10 days worth of events that have taken place. And there's a significant bump up for Obama, bump down for Romney, though that has tended to flatten out over the last 3 or 4 days of polling.
So can we attribute Tammy Baldwin's surge in the polls that the Marquette University Law School poll also reflected? Is this because of President Obama's popularity growth?
You know, actually, the surge in the Senate race is stronger than the surge in the presidential race. So I think you probably have to say that this is much more about Tammy Baldwin and Tommy Thompson and what's going on here in the state in the campaign. There may be some national coattails that affect it, but the movement is bigger in the Senate race than it is in the presidential. And there's some good reasons for that. If you go back to 4 polls that were done immediately after the Republican primary, so after Governor Thompson, former Governor Thompson, took the 4-way primary, winning 34% of the vote, just eking out a victory there. Immediately, we saw Republicans coalesce behind him in our survey. Right after that primary, that divisive primary, Thompson was being supported by over 90% of Republicans in the state. So the party unified very quickly, and it's a post-victory bounce again, if we can use that term. And in the polling that week, we saw Thompson leads of 11, 5, 9, and 6 points for an average of nearly an 8-point Thompson advantage. But now, in the last roughly 10 days, week to 10 days, we've seen 7 polls altogether. One shows a tie. The other 6 show Baldwin leading. And the average over those is about a 3.5-point lead for Baldwin. So that's a net shift from 8 points favorable to Thompson to a 3 or 4-point lead for Baldwin. That's quite a remarkable shift in 1 month.
Well, why did that happen, in your opinion?
I think the most reasonable explanation is that over that month to 5 weeks of time, Governor Thompson himself says he was broke at the end of the primary and spent a lot of time refilling his campaign coffers. At the same time, the Baldwin campaign and some of their outside supporting independent organizations launched a really pretty withering attack on Thompson, criticizing and focused on the period after he left government service and worked for industry, and they claim as a lobbyist. And that was unanswered. The volume of critical ads was overwhelming compared to the very small amount of pro-Thompson advertising in that period. One of the things that political science research has shown pretty convincingly is that when two campaigns are going at it, both doing heavy advertising, voters tend to only shift marginally from that. But when one message alone is getting out and it's not being answered by the other side is when we tend to see the most movement. So I think there's a consistent reason to believe that this was driven by those heavy criticisms of the former governor and the fact that there was no response coming back, or very little response coming back from the other side. It's also true that the Baldwin campaign was much more actively campaigning with public events during that time. At least one news story found something, I believe it was around 24 events that Baldwin had done in a period in which Thompson had done, I think they said, 5 or 6. And again, that makes sense if you're refilling your campaign coffers on the one hand and you're running a full-out campaign on the other. Now we're at the point where the Thompson campaign and those groups supporting Thompson are launching their own counter-offensive, if you will, And I think we're more engaged in a two-sided campaign from here until November. So we'll see how it goes at that point. But so, the Baldwin campaign really did enjoy a very substantial pickup of support here. And again, across seven different polls is impressive confluence of evidence, not only that her campaign increased its standing considerably, but moved into a small lead.
Should we then expect, if Tommy Thompson's campaign and groups who support Tommy Thompson start plastering the airwaves with ads, that that lead is going to shrink for Tammy Baldwin?
I think it's reasonable to believe that if you've got two campaigns going hard at it, that you come back towards more balance. We'll see how much. I mean, this is partly the issue. This is why we have campaigns, is to see who's ultimately going to put up the more convincing argument to voters. You know, earlier I said the presidential campaign was sort of the early third quarter, in analogy to a football game. Because the Senate race has started a little bit later, I think maybe we're late in the second quarter in this one. We maybe have a little more time for the Senate race to develop in comparison to the presidential race, which has been front and center for months now.
We'll talk more specifically about the issues in the U.S. Senate race in Wisconsin between Tammy Baldwin and Tommy Thompson. But before our break, Professor Franklin, what about the other Senate races in throughout the country and the Democrats trying to keep control of the U.S. Senate? Aren't Democrats surging in other states as well?
They are. And this is, again, the sort of pattern we were talking about earlier in the presidential standings in other states that's tended to be reflected in Senate races elsewhere as well. Going into this year, it was widely expected that Republicans had a very good chance of winning a majority of the Senate. Not a big majority, but one, two, possibly three seats. And in some of those states, races that were expected to be very competitive have turned out not to be as competitive and with Democratic advantage. Missouri is a case where the Republican was expected to be very, very competitive. Got into a major controversy over
the legitimate rape comment.
Exactly. Yeah. And in the polling since then, he has trailed, though not by a large margin, but he's trailed consistently since then. So that's an example of one of those races that was thought to be a good chance of a Republican pickup and now is not. New Mexico is another one that's looking that way, where a strong Republican candidate is nevertheless trailing against an even stronger Democratic candidate. So this, again, could change before the year is over. But it looks like over the last month, Democrats on balance have had a pretty good month across the board at both state and national levels. As I say, it's still, you know, we've still got a full quarter and some more to play. But it is beginning we have seen the last month some significant moves in favor of Democrats.
We're talking with Charles Franklin, visiting professor of law and public policy at Marquette University. He is the director of the Marquette University Law School poll. And we are talking about how Democrats are surging in not only the Marquette University Law School poll, but polls nationwide. And we will welcome your thoughts and questions, especially on the U.S. Senate race in Wisconsin between Congresswoman Tammy Baldwin and former Governor Tommy Thompson. The latest Marquette University poll shows a big jump in support for Tammy Baldwin. Why do you think that is? Do you think it can be maintained? What do you think are the most important issues in the Senate race in Wisconsin? It's going to be either Tammy Baldwin or Tommy Thompson who will succeed Democrat Herb Kohl, who is retiring. 1-800-642-1234. Or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Checking the weather forecast for today. Sunny, breezy, and warm. High temperatures between 65 and 75 degrees. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. Stay tuned. Coming up, we will talk about medical errors and what can be done about medical errors. Our guest is a surgeon, and he is the author of unaccountable, what hospitals won't tell you, and how transparency can revolutionize healthcare. That's coming up after 8 o'clock. Right now we're talking with Professor Charles Franklin about poll numbers in the U.S. Senate race in Wisconsin between Tammy Baldwin and Tommy Thompson, and welcoming your input. Charles Franklin is the director of the Marquette University Law School poll, which was released last week and showed Tammy Baldwin with Professor Franklin, was it a 9-point lead over Tommy Thompson, which is that's dramatic.
No, it is, but also recognize that we were by far the highest poll of the week. The next highest was a, I think, a 5-point lead, was a 5-point lead. So we're at the high end of that. Again, with all polls, don't look at any one, look at the average across them all. It's the consistency across multiple polls rather than any single poll, including ours, that people should focus on.
Matt in Oconomowoc is with us. Hello, Matt.
Good morning.
Morning.
I was just going to ask Professor Franklin to explain a little bit maybe what happened with this particular sample, because his other polls have been so dead on with regards to the Barrett-Falk primary, you know, as far as margins of victory. And this one is such an anomaly. I'm just hoping that he could explain a little bit why this maybe sample was a little bit different or what happened.
Great. Thank you. I'm happy to do that. People seem to think that we balance the partisanship. In other words, we choose a particular group of Republicans and Democrats. In fact, the way most polling is done is you draw a random sample and you get however many people of each kind you get. Over the course of the year, we have averaged 32% Democratic and 30% Republican in our samples. In this particular one, we had 34% Democratic, a 2% bounce up. But we also had 27% Republican, a 3-point drop down. Independent stayed steady. So what that means is that we had party balance that bounced in opposite directions, and that added to the Democratic advantage in the vote report. In our news release, we adjusted those numbers as well for what would have happened if we had the average party balance. And there in the Baldwin race, for example, instead of a 9-point advantage, it would have been a 5-point advantage. And so we put that out at the beginning in the first news release. But you're faced with a difficulty here. If the party balance by random chance is a little bit off, and that difference is within the margin of error, as it was in this case, do you report what the people told you, or do you fiddle with it? And we report what people told us, but we also presented what would happen if you adjusted back to the normal party balance. But we were unlucky on this one. Hopefully we'll be luckier on the next ones.
Roseanne tweeted to say that she was not surprised by the Marquette poll results. She thinks that the Thompson campaign, the Thompson campaign's attacks on Tammy Baldwin recently were too personal. And I can only surmise that she is referring to the tweet that went out that showed a video of Tammy Baldwin dancing at a gay pride event in Wisconsin with the question, Wisconsin values, something along those lines. Can you comment as to whether that might have played a part in these poll results?
It conceivably could. This was an issue that Governor Thompson ultimately rejected, saying that the person from the campaign that sent it out didn't speak for the campaign and that those issues had no place in the campaign. So it was, after a week or so, pushed back from the campaign. I think among folks that follow the race very closely, that's an issue and one that spoke to what kind of campaign Thompson was, or his supporters, his staff, were doing or were raising. But compared to the kind of television advertising that reaches way more people, I think this is the sort of thing that readers of the newspaper, people that follow politics pretty closely, would pick up on. I'm not sure how widespread it is beyond people who are already very interested in the race. I think what you're seeing, though, if she's talking about the most recent round of advertising, we do now see the next round of ads coming up, which are quite strong attacks on Baldwin, emphasizing her liberal voting record and some other things. Now, some of those are coming from outside groups, from some from the Thompson campaign. But in this modern era of unrestrained spending by outside groups, it's very hard to tell the difference between a campaign ad and an outside group. All are aimed at the same thing. And this new round of ads are indeed quite negative, as you would expect them to be in a hard-fought campaign.
Yeah. Let's take another call from Charlie in Milwaukee. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Joy. Love your show. I was just going to make the comment that Tammy Baldwin's rise, I think, is due to the fact that people are realizing the total non-working relation that develops in Washington, and people are now voting for a ticket kind of from the top down rather than simply for the individual.
We have just a minute. Is it?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Well, I think if you're talking about the dysfunction in Washington and the fact that we've been at gridlock for a long time, it's certainly possible that people are putting those two things together. But I think there's also always in races a mix of national forces, but also personal forces, state and local effects as well. It's kind of hard to pull it out and say it's only one. It's a mix of them.
Yeah. So you said we're at halftime. What do you expect to see in the coming quarters?
Mm-hmm. An extremely hard-fought battle with a lot of offense. Oh, no, offense. I think we'll see an awful lot of very negative advertising between now and November.
And you will have another Marquette poll out in a couple of weeks. A
couple of weeks.
Well, I hope we will talk to you again, or certainly before the election. Thanks very much for being with us. Charles Franklin, visiting professor of law and public policy at Marquette University, director of the Marquette University Law School poll. Thanks to Bill Martins and to Amanda Magnus for producing this hour. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.